Okay, I think we're good.
Okay. You can hear me, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and we've been recording? Okay, good. Hello! Welcome back to the Girls Who Get It podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Julia.
I'm Jay.
And this is Jay!
Yay! We finally have a guest, our first guest since we've been, like, posting video.
Well, besides Guard.
Well, yeah, true. But, like, first guest, like, with us.
Yes.
True.
With both of us on at the same time.
The most iconic one.
The most iconic.
Yes. I'm so excited. Jay has been asking me forever to be a guest, so.
Come on, I'm, like, so fun.
Welcome.
I know. The first thought.
Okay, we have to talk about how we know each other and how we met, because I love that story.
Yeah, please. Jay, why don't you tell us, Jay? Tell everybody how we all met.
I did think about this yesterday when I found out that we were going to do this. So I actually started going to get my hair done at a beauty school that they both went to at the time by Julia.
Yes.
And then for a really long time, I was going to Julia while she was in school. Then we had this tragic time where we tried to do something spontaneous and we were there all day. Literally all day.
It was really crazy. I was just telling my boyfriend about this. I was like, we tried to do something so cool and it ended in disaster.
Wait, what was it that you guys were trying to do? Were you trying to do blue?
We were trying to do, I remember the picture even, like, that you showed me. It was, like, platinum ends, and then, like, dark roots, and a blue kind of, like, I don't know how to describe it. It was, like, a stripe, like, roots, a little blue, and then bleach blonde.
Which is funny because, like, I mean, first of all, Jay's hair is, like, so, so coarse and so dark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, really short at the time, too. So it's, like, you couldn't really put it in a foil. And plus, we were in school. I don't know. But me and Julia, our stations were always right next to each other when we were taking clients. And Jay was literally there all day, her client. And because I was right next to them, we just ended up having a good old time. And he was literally there all day. And
it was like, it was bad. I ended up turning Jay's whole head like Cookie Monster blue because the color line we used, it just bled really bad. So I rinsed it out through his lightened ends and the whole thing just turned blue.
That is a really challenging thing to do. I didn't even remember like what the original goal was, but wait, so when you started coming to the school to get your hair done, you just like were like put me with whoever?
Yeah,
so it was fate.
It was fate. Yeah, and then you guys graduated school and Julia didn't do hair right after school.
Yeah,
and then Sam's Horror Story Salon is where I went next.
Oh no.
Yep.
So.
Just followed me.
Then
yeah.
I followed you to the Poconos.
Mm-hmm.
And then me and my sister would spend all day there.
Yep. Yeah. Good times. Yeah. Jay is like one of the best clients because we would have so much fun and he would always just be like, do whatever you want. So I could just like be so creative, and I feel like fashion colors it's not as common for people to just be like, you know, wanting fashion colors and just letting you like be creative. So I was always able to get my creativity out on his head.
Yeah.
Good times. Your hair looks good now though. You got all that red out.
I did it myself. Because you know, I don't have anybody to go to anymore.
Looks really good. I love like the silvery platinum on you.
I love it too.
It's my favorite, especially because like your brows are so bold.
I also just got them done today, so I look insane.
Ooh.
They look fabulous.
They're still dark.
I love them. I love it. I'm yeah, I you know, it's fine. It's fine. I feel like a mushroom head right now, but
The
new
cover's looking
hair.
good.
Thanks. I do. I chopped it some more. I went a little bit lighter.
I love it.
Looks different in every different lighting that I look, and like different cameras pick it up differently too. So I'm like,
Okay. I miss the copper like all the time.
I
I loved it so
know
much. Now I'm
your
just
like
boring.
contact picture on my phone is a picture of you when you had the copper hair. So every time we call each
Still.
other, I'm like, oh, I miss that.
I really loved it. Maybe I'll do it again one day, but people don't talk about like cowboy copper or copper in general being a lot of freaking maintenance. Like you
Yeah,
have
it
to
is.
do your roots and do glazes, and I might as well be freaking bleach blonde because
Honestly.
that's how much maintenance it is to me.
Yeah.
But it is really cute.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice change up because I had my hair just like dark and pretty much natural for a year and a half ish, I think. So, you know, I was just ready for a change. So we'll see. And now that like I chopped it so much, I'm like, well, fuck it, because it was so healthy and I was scared to do anything to it. But now I'm like, who cares? When it's short like this, bleach me
Yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Fry me up.
Just fry it right off. There's not
Yep.
much to lose.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. So what's going on in everyone's life? Jay, why
Oh.
don't you let's start with Jay.
Oh, let's start with me. Okay, this is fun. This is actually hilarious, guys.
What's
I
new?
am currently doing a countdown on me getting fired from my job. So you
What?
picked such a good time for this question.
Okay,
But okay, so
why?
like I'm in a sales job. I hate it so much. I absolutely hate it. So I'm just gonna let it happen.
Okay, why? Because you ended up going, that's a whole other story for a different day, but you ended up going to school to be an esthetician in during peak COVID.
Oh
Oh
God.
God. And then you were doing like
I was doing
waxing, right?
brows.
And brows, yeah,
Yeah.
for a while. So why are you not doing that anymore? What happened with that?
So honestly, I kind of got the jobs at the same time. So it was just which one was more prominent at the time. And the sales job was the one that like took most of my time. So that's honestly the only reason I had left. But I just had a friend. One of my really close friends worked with me there, so it was just like we were there together. And we've been working with each other for like a couple years before that too. So it was just like a comfort thing. But I didn't like it since the beginning, so it's not like anything special at all. I hate that
The
job.
sales?
Yes.
I feel like sales is tough.
You honestly, it's like if you're good at it, you're good at it. But if you don't, I personally don't believe in what I'm selling, so I'll never be good at it, if it that makes sense.
Yeah. I used to feel the same at European Wax. I'd be like, here's this product. They want you to buy it. I'd be like, don't though. Don't waste your money.
No, it's hard. Yeah, and I think there are some people that like they could literally sell anything to anyone, but I'm not that way.
Yeah.
Like I need to really truly believe what I'm selling
Yeah.
someone is like worth it. Like when I changed salons and started where I'm at now, it took me a while because they like the products that they use there, I had zero experience with before. So I was like, oh God, I hate like not knowing because I don't want to tell someone, oh, here, you should totally get this if I haven't like used it a bunch myself.
Right.
I get that.
I feel like
Yeah, and I'm selling payroll.
salespeople.
It's the dumbest thing.
Ooh, how do you sell payroll?
Well, don't
People.
ask because I'm not good at it, apparently.
Okay. So what are you gonna do
You
next? What's the next move?
know, I'm just vibing right now. I'm just here to live my life. I'm
Yeah.
serving still, so like I still have that. But like, I'm not in a rush to get a job. but I have prospects, if that makes sense. I'm still
Okay.
not in a rush though.
Gotcha. Are you dating? What's the love life looking like?
So I'm technically not dating. I'm not against the idea, but I was just for a while I was against the idea. I'm not against the idea anymore.
Okay. I feel
But
like that's a good place to be in.
yeah,
You have
I
to
just
be
want to
there.
travel this year. That's my goal for this year.
Gotcha. But you're not like seeing anyone actively at the moment.
No.
Okay. Are you on the apps?
Okay, yes, but like no at the same time. Like I don't give it any thought. I
But
use
you
it to
have
interact with
them.
people.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's how I was. And then I met my boyfriend, so be careful. I was like, I don't care, whatever. And then he popped up, and I was like, oh, Yeah.
Well,
It can
I was
happen
shocked
fast.
when I saw Sam. First of all, when I saw Gar on the screen, I said, hold on, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on here? It took me a second, but I realized I knew that man. I said, I know who this
It's been a long journey.
Really has.
Yeah.
Because you started dating Garden. Was it beauty school or after?
Yeah. No, we
No.
were
No,
still
it
in beauty.
wasn't.
Yeah. He,
Because you
yeah.
gave him a perm.
Yep.
That,
I
wow.
sure did. Yeah, I took care of one of my perm credits in school on him.
Wow.
And nails. I think I gave him a manicure there as well. Yeah, all the credits that I didn't actually want to have to do the services for. I was like, come on in. But we were like, I don't know. I don't think we were technically in a relationship. Like, I don't think we were, boyfriend, girlfriend
No, I don't think you were
technically
either.
yet. No. But I
Yeah.
mean, yeah. I think we became official like shortly after I graduated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which actually we're coming up. I think it was like February 3rd or something that my last day of beauty school when I finally finished. So we are
Oh my
coming up
goodness.
on the how many years? 6 years? I think something like
Yeah, I
that.
think it is the yeah. That's
Crazy.
really, really wild. Mine was in January. I forget the day, but I just got an email being like, "Oh, renew your license. Last day to renew your license." And I was like, "Should I?"
Did you do it?
No, I've got what, one more day?
Damn, I renewed
I don't
mine.
know. I mean, well,
Well,
yeah.
for
And you use
Pennsylvania, I
it.
mean. I know, I mean my
Oh.
Pennsylvania one I renewed it. Just in
I was
case, you
like,
never know.
I mean, I think it's good to have it. I'm not in a place where I would be using it for anything besides Cosmoprof.
True. I just don't know what the process is to like reinstate it after it's
Yeah.
expired. So I'm like,
I'll
I'd
have to
rather just
re.
keep it active.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do it
Like what,
tomorrow.
$60 for 2
Yeah.
years?
Yeah. Think about all the products that you would save money on.
It is worth it. I just went to Cosmoprof and they're having their liter sale, big bottle sale or whatever.
Yeah.
I got myself a couple of liters. I guess
Nice.
I should renew it.
Side
But
note, totally not relevant, but I just remembered. So there's this woman that works the front desk at the salon where I work. And when I was doing, like when I had first started doing front desk, our salon centric rep had came in and he was telling us, like, I was literally there training, like she was training me for this job. And he's telling us about all the stuff. So we're like taking notes to tell the owner. And he's like, yeah, we have our leader sale going on soon. Da, da. She literally writes down leaders, LEADERS, had no idea what the fuck he was talking about. And I was
Oh,
like,
God.
honey, he means liter, like the big bottles of shampoo, LITER, liter. And she was like,
Leaders sale. Oh my God.
How'd you get
Okay.
this job? Why are you working in a
Like,
salon?
context, I guess, would be the giveaway there. A
Right.
sale on. I mean,
Right.
besides being in a salon and someone talking about products, but that's funny.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Some people. I mean, I have pretty big news, pretty big
Oh,
update.
okay.
I got this new couch.
Oh, that's right. You
Ta-da!
had the blue one before.
Yep, we upgraded. Look at Rowdy.
Amazing.
We upgraded.
Oh my God.
He's ruining it.
He reminds me of Benny so much. I can't, we gotta get them together.
They would have a blast together.
Oh my God, I was
But
also
yeah.
there when Sam got Benny.
Yeah, you were. I have
Oh.
a picture. I have pictures of you holding him when he was so tiny.
My
Oh my
sister had a
goodness.
picture of her on of him on her lap, and she was like, "Look at this." I was like,
Oh.
"It's just little baby Benny."
So cute. Oh, I was gonna say, there's nothing going on in my life. I'm moving
Oh,
in the day
yes.
after tomorrow. I get the keys to my new apartment, so my place now is a fucking mess. That's why I'm filming on my bed if you're watching the video version, because my living room, there's just shit everywhere, boxes everywhere. But I'm so excited. So by the time this episode is up, I will be in the new place.
I can't wait for the
That's
tour.
exciting. I know, me too. I'm so excited to decorate and to organize. And it's going to be nice to have space because I feel like right now my closets and cabinets and everything are just so cluttered. So it's
Yeah.
hard to like be super organized, but I'm going to have a lot more space. So it's just, and it's so nice. Like as I've been packing, I've been kind of just purging and like getting rid of stuff that's like old or that I don't need anymore. And it
Right.
just feels very cleansing. So
How many bags of clothes did you get rid of? Is the real question.
I haven't gone through the clothes yet, but I
Oh.
will. And I'm
It's not
sure there
giving you
will.
purged enough. It's not giving you purged enough.
Well, I haven't gotten there yet. I'm doing it in stages. I purged my makeup. And I
Oh,
threw
that's
out a
good.
lot. I had so much shit that I was like, this is I like how many years old? It is definitely expired. I don't even use it anymore. It's like all separated and disgusting. Why do I still have it?
Yeah, I do the
Us.
same.
Yeah. So, you know, oh, I went through my jewelry. I threw out like some old cheap jewelry I had that was like all tarnished and disgusting. So, you know, getting there.
Nice.
Little at a time.
I hate moving.
Oh,
Like,
I hate it too.
I was telling Sam, I just finished getting everything out of my old apartment. I bought my house in September and I moved in October,
No,
and
literally,
it's January.
I just finished decorating my room. Mind you, we moved from an apartment upstairs, and we've been here since October.
Why is it like I mean,
We
it's
had
just a
our Christmas
process.
decoration in boxes for a literal month.
Yeah,
Because
no,
it's
see,
been up for storage.
I'm so the opposite. Like I want everything to be ready, like right away. So I rush. I unpack stuff quick. But it's like
Not
the
me.
packing it up in from the old place and bringing it over there. Like once it's there. And I mean, I know I could have like hired movers, but I don't want to spend that money. That's when I could do it myself. But once
That's gonna be
everything
a fun time.
gets there, I love like it's thrilling to me to unpack and put shit away and figure out where it's gonna go and how I'm gonna organize it. It's just
I
packing
hated
it up
that.
and then like carrying it to the car and then upstairs and all of that. That's
Does
a
your new
pain.
apartment at least have an elevator?
It does not, but I'm on Like where I'm at now, I'm on the third floor. The new place, I'm going to be on the second floor, and there's not as many steps. It's
That's good.
literally, and it's right there. Like the way the layout is, like here, I have to like go around a corner two times, and it's like a fucking, oh, it's a pain in the ass. But the new place, it's I can literally park my car, like I can back into a spot, and I can literally just go doop, right there, and the door is right there. Super
That's nice.
convenient, so it should be pretty easy, like actually unloading everything.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get my friends and their husbands with their trucks to help me with the big, like you know, my big furniture pieces in a week or two.
Oh,
But I'm gonna
nice.
try to do everything, like all of my stuff and all the boxes. I'm gonna just try to do myself. So we'll see.
It's kind of what I did.
Honestly, it's my like a lot of my friends and my mom even was like, oh, do you want me to come down and help you? And I'm like, I appreciate it, but honestly, I'd rather do it by myself because then I can like take my time and I can put things where I want them and I can like take my time to clean every little individual thing before I put it away. And I
Right.
don't know, I get really particular about stuff like that sometimes. So.
Understood. Are you closer
Yeah.
to the beach? Are you even close to the beach?
I am. I'm like 10 minutes from the beach.
Oh.
There's a few different beaches. Like the town where I'm at, it's like a peninsula.
Oh, okay.
So there's beach like everywhere. So I'll be closer to a different beach now.
Beach sounds so good right now.
I
Yeah.
know. It's crazy. It was literally like 80 degrees a couple days ago, and I should have went to the beach, but I didn't. And now it went back down to the 50s, and it's been kind of cold.
I'm getting jealous, so I'm going to change the topic.
Okay.
Before we get into our like actual topic, which we do kind of have one today. Not
Yeah.
like really. But I just wanted to, let me see if I can talk. My boyfriend and I were just saying how it must be a full moon or something
It just
because
happened.
it is.
I'm pretty sure it just happened.
Wait, a full,
Okay,
oh, let
because
wait, I'll tell you for sure because I have the moon. It's a waning gibbous.
Gibbous.
I don't know what that
What does it
means.
look like?
Almost full. So I guess it just was a full moon recently.
Yeah,
I
I
don't
think
know.
it was like last
I have
week.
the moon out.
It was on Friday. It was on Friday.
Okay. Well, there's people coming out of the freaking woodwork. And I think we all remember a few people from my past. My domestic partner.
Yes,
Months ago, I guess probably October or November, we had been talking, and I was like, you know, if you're passing through and you want to stop, like, go ahead. I don't know what you want to do. And he's like, yeah, I'll definitely stop. I'll definitely stop. Calling me, texting me, Snapchatting me. And then the time comes for him to stop, and I'm ghosted. So I was like, all right, I've lost interest now. I mean, obviously. You know, time goes by. I meet my boyfriend. I'm not even thinking about him. He's sending me Instagram reels,
You lost me.
like so many Instagram reels, and I'm not
Not only
responding.
that, but you clearly like you posted a picture with your boyfriend to your page.
He liked it.
What?
He liked the picture of me and my boyfriend.
The math does not math.
It's not
No.
mathing. So I don't know what he's trying to do. I'm obviously like over it and whatever. He'll send me Snapchats here and there. I ignore them pretty much. And then the other day I'm at work and my phone's ringing and he's calling me.
Okay.
So I was like, are you okay? Like, I didn't answer. But I'm like, how would this be that, why would you be calling? I've ignored your Instagram reels. I've ignored your Snapchats. I posted a picture with my boyfriend and now you're calling. And
Interesting.
then the other one, the love bomber. I know I said I blocked him, and I did. on certain things. But he had called me. Did I mention this?
Maybe.
I can't even believe I'm saying the Love Bomber called me 3 times in a row one night.
Was this recently? Because I remember after he was like, sorry, I'm seeing someone. Then a little while later, he like tried reaching out, and you were like, oh, I guess he's done seeing.
Yeah. But this is
Okay.
like
He reached out
after that.
again after that. Okay.
Yes, because then he was blocked. He used to reach out like on Snapchat a lot. Like that was his main method. And then I blocked him on Snapchat. So then he called me like 3 times in a row one night. And I was like, are you okay? And he was like, oh, just drunk. Typical. I said, because this is when I just started seeing my boyfriend. I said, I'm seeing somebody. He's really good to me. I'm not interested. I'm moving on. Like that. So that should be.
So did you
Then.
actually fully block him after that?
Well, no, I just had his number deleted. And I was like,
Oh.
I said what I needed to say,
You gotta
obviously.
block and delete.
Well, yeah,
Yeah, but it's
because
not as
then.
fun. It's not as fun.
No. Well, I just had it deleted. And I was like, well, I just told them that I'm seeing someone. That's gonna be that. Well, a couple weeks ago, he texts me and goes, hey, I don't know if you're dating anyone, but if not, like, do you want to go to this? We used to go to this hibachi place. Do you want to go there? Do you want to meet me there? And I was like, I mean, I guess you could just ignore the fact that I, like, not even a few, like, a few weeks later, I'm just not seeing someone. Like,
Well, I mean, in his world, that is how things work. So,
yeah, I said, I am dating someone. And then I blocked him. And I was like,
finally, amen. It only took a year.
it's over. But like the way that they come back, like you would, I never would have been like, oh yeah, he'll pop back up.
No, they're like cockroaches.
He is a real
Literally.
cockroach. But I was just like, I'm not like you. I'm not seeing someone 1 month and then not the next. If I can help it anyway. And I'm very happy with my boyfriend. And even if I wasn't seeing anybody, that is done. So he's finally blocked on everything.
Amen.
Because I thought just deleting his number and saying, oh, I'm dating somebody would be enough.
No, you should have known better.
Yeah,
He's a
no.
creep.
I just felt so good being like, ha, now you're the one freaking. I used to feel so pathetic even responding to him. And now he's reaching out.
He's the one reaching out and getting rejected.
Feels
Good.
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 But yeah, that's about all my updates. I
So
was just, oh,
everything.
wait. I forgot this part. Because I asked my boy, I keep saying my boyfriend. I just don't want to say his name. That's why I'm doing that. I'm not trying to like sound weird. But, we were just talking today, and we sh like I tell him when these people reach out to me, pardon me, reach out to me, or like weird stuff happens, and he tells me his ex saw somehow his picture of us on Christmas and reached out to him and was like, hey, you look really happy, like I'm happy for you. Cool. He didn't answer. He showed me. And he was like, this is dumb. Didn't answer. Today, he shows me we had posted. I think that he's not friends with her, but I think his family still is or something. So she can see on Facebook like stuff. So I guess one of his family members like shared an update or something. And she messages him and goes, oh, I'm so happy for you guys. Like, just wanted to. Sorry if I'm bothering you, but I just wanted to tell you I'm so happy for you guys.
I
Like, you don't
mean,
even
like,
know me, and you haven't, you.
right. Like, I
It.
can understand and sympathize with like the sentiment of you genuinely wanting to be happy for your ex and being like, oh, we were not meant to be, but I still want you to be happy and I'm glad to see you're with someone else and you seem happy and all's good. But like, I don't think that it's necessary to have to reach out to like give your blessing in a way. It's like,
Right.
That
Yeah.
almost is kind of narcissistic. It's like, okay,
Very much
thanks. I
so.
didn't ask.
I'm so happy that you're happy for me. Or just like, if he didn't respond to you the first time, what would make you think he's going to respond to you now?
Right, that's the thing. Right. If you didn't get a response the first time, it's just a little weird to say anything again after.
Like, what are you
Yeah, that is.
expecting? What are you expecting here? Like, I don't know what you would expect to happen out of that. Like, strike up a conversation and then just what? Like, is the point?
Yeah.
There was no point.
Exactly.
Interesting. Were they
Isn't
together for
that?
a long time?
Maybe like a couple years, I think, but that was a couple years ago. So
Oh, yeah,
why would
that's
you
weird.
still be? It wasn't like a recent breakup where, from what I understand. So it's just really strange that she'd be like,
Yeah.
"Oh, you look happy. I'm so happy for you. Cool." Cool. Thanks.
Interesting.
I have a story now. So listen to this. I don't remember when this happened, but my ex's mom called me. I didn't see it at the time that she called me. And then I was doing something. I look at my phone. I see that I have a missed call from her. Because, first of all, I don't have my ex's number saved, but I have her number saved.
Okay.
And I saw that I had a missed call from her, and I was like, weird. Like, it's been years now. Like, what's going on here? Call her back. No answer. Okay. So then I just texted her. I was like, hey, I saw you called, like, blah, blah, blah. Left me on read. I was like, okay, whatever. It must not be that serious. Then I go about, like, I was like out somewhere. Like, I was literally on vacation, I think. And the next morning, literally 8 o'clock in the morning, why is she calling me again? Literally, I was like, what is going on here?
You didn't answer.
No, I did answer because, like,
What?
now I just need to know.
Yeah, so what'd
Well,
she
yeah.
say?
She was just literally just calling to call, but like, I was just like, this is weird. Like, we
Yeah.
haven't talked in years.
Just to call and be like, "Hey, how are ya?"
Literally, like, life updates, like, asking about my life updates. It was like a 30-minute call at 8 o'clock in the morning
What in
after
the
I was out
world?
all night.
That's really weird. And if it were like if I were your ex, I'd be pissed at my mom. I'd be like, why? What,
Yeah,
like,
then
why
a
are you
few
doing this?
weeks later, it happened again.
Oh.
Yeah. So I just thought that was relevant to the.
It is. I don't know. I just feel like some people, like, you must just stick in some people's minds and then they just kind of, like, oh, yeah. And then they
Yeah. Well, I know my
pop up.
mom gets very attached to anyone that me or my brother have ever dated.
Oh.
So maybe it's just like that, but I don't think I mean my mom will like stalk them on Facebook, but I don't think she would ever reach out and call them. So our topic for today, actually it's funny. I guess this has been like going viral on TikTok.
I've seen some videos.
But Guard actually came across this and he was like, we were laughing about it the one night. And I was like, wait, I think that would be so fun to talk about on the podcast. So there, and there's probably like other pages too, but this page in particular is Idaho Inmate Pen Pal. And it's literally, if you're watching the video, it's an Instagram page and it's all these videos of these people. It's mostly men, but there's some women on here that are in prison in Idaho that are looking for pen pals, and it has all their information, like where they're at, their like ID number, what they're in prison for how long, their age, like everything. And it's just kind of, it's almost like a dating profile. Like they have videos and they're just like saying a little like
Wait.
30 second thing about themselves. And they're like,
Wait,
hit
no.
me up.
I seen this one. I seen this guy somewhere. Oh my God, it's not gonna show you. But I've seen a video of him somewhere. And I'm cracking up.
What was he doing?
His name is Jesse Joe Jones.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen him on like I swear to you, on TikTok they come up for me. And I've seen him on TikTok and I was like, what is going on here? What is going on?
Jesse Jones.
I just love this for so many reasons. Like, 'cause first of all, we have talked extensively on this podcast about dating apps and like dating profiles and like, you know, what people put on their profile. And so this just kind of reminded me of that, like on a whole different level. And also like I'm, you know, like with Gypsy Rose getting out of prison recently. I don't know if you guys watched her little series on Lifetime, like the newest one.
I
I
didn't.
didn't watch anything, honestly, because I'm not the biggest fan of Joey King,
Oh my
who
God,
like
see,
played her. I couldn't.
I just watched the act
Oh, did
recently.
you? The act.
Yeah,
Yeah. Okay.
but
I
I can
get
see
that.
why you don't like Joey King.
I can't help it. I have no reason. Like, I don't
But
really
you're not
know
the first
why.
person that said that. Like, I've heard multiple people say that about her.
I can
It's her vibe.
understand it. I get that. I had watched the act like when it first came out a few years ago, but no, she like Lifetime came out with an actual like documentary. And
Oh, I would
they were
watch that.
interviewing Gypsy like while she was still in prison, and then they documented like the whole time of like her getting released and that whole thing. And like they talked about how she met her now husband because they got married while she was still behind bars. I think they had only met each other face to face, like I forget what it like 5 times or something
Yeah,
before
it's
they got
amazing.
married. So it was making me think of that too. Like, I mean, would you? I mean, having a pen pal, I guess, is you don't have to be date, like it doesn't have to be romantic, but like, would you date someone that was in prison, or would you be pen pals with someone in prison?
No.
Date is a strong word. Date is a strong word. Okay.
What if they're just in there for like 1 or 2 years, and they're in there for like drugs or like or some kind of maybe, or maybe like they didn't even really do anything, but they were just kind of like caught up in a bad situation.
An accomplice, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you why I wouldn't. It's probably not what you think. Or maybe it is what you think. I don't know. I couldn't even handle seeing someone 1.5 hours away, let alone someone locked up physically that I couldn't just like, hey, want to go get dinner? Like,
I
pen
get
pal,
that.
though, I could do a pen pal, but like, date, I don't think I'd want
See,
to
I just don't think I
date.
could date somebody just because I feel like it's more work that has to be put in that's not getting received at the same time, if that makes sense. Because you're really not
Right.
seeing them that
No.
often.
That's true. And it's not like you can just like call them up whenever and like FaceTime with them.
They have to call you.
Yeah, you have to like wait for them to like get in touch with you or
But
wait
like,
for their
see, if
letter
they
or
were out of
something.
jail, like that would be a whole different story.
Yeah. I would date like someone that had been to jail maybe, depending on why,
Right.
yeah,
But not someone currently in jail. Okay.
I agree. I would definitely do a pen pal, but like, I also like hate texting, so it would just not work out for me. I just
That could be tough. But I would love
yeah.
to know what goes on the inside. So I'd be like, what's new? Like, what's up? Any fights? Any drama? But I don't know. Nothing serious. What about you, Sam? You seem like maybe you would.
No, I don't think that I would just because I mean, yeah, I like you guys said, it is a lot of work and it's hard. Like, 'cause doing long distance right now is hard enough,
And
but it's
that's big
nice.
long distance you're doing.
Yes, but it's nice to like I at least I can send it like we can text each other and like I know even if he's busy and I can't like Like if he's in class and I can't call him, but like I know I can text him and I'll get a response right away.
Right.
Yeah.
And we can FaceTime every night and like I don't know that it ugh, that would be really, really hard. And then when you do get to see the person, you can't even like be physical with them.
Right.
You can like barely give them a hug. That's yeah, I don't know. I think
I
if
feel
I
like.
was like already with someone and then something happened and they
Yes.
ended up in prison, then yeah, I would put, that's a different story. But like voluntarily getting myself into a relationship like that, no.
It's
Right.
no.
Too
But
much.
I feel like they also deserve like love.
They
Everyone
definitely do.
of
Kind of.
course,
I
but then
mean,
also that's hard too because it's like you spend all this time getting to know a person, having this like hope, waiting for them to get out, whatever. And then what if they get out? And then once you guys are like doing real life together, you're like, oh, you're not at all like this is not what I thought it was going to be. Like we are
that's
not good
tough.
together.
I mean, still that happens to this day, even if you're with the person. So like,
Without prison. Yeah,
yeah,
that's true.
without the bars.
But there's like a layer on top of that where it's like, I kind of, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know much about life after prison, to be honest. So if I'm being ignorant, just let me know. When you get out of prison, I assume, I mean, I know some jobs might be harder to find. Where I work, they hire felons depending on why. I think you're a felon, but there's opportunities, you know? Is it very difficult for them to find work? Are there opportunities when they get out, like lined up? Because I know you can be in prison, like a, I forget what they call it, prison to work type. Like you can leave prison to work, and then after you're out, you can like have that job. That puts a lot of strain, you know, because do you have to like financially support this person? And then there's probably emotional support. Like, that's all tough
Honestly, I
too.
don't think it's that. I don't think it's that deep. I just know like a couple of people from like my dad's friends. Been in and out of jail, and I feel like they're doing fine, so
They like find work just fine. I
yeah.
mean, my old boss, she owned her own business and she was in prison.
Yeah. I know a
So
few people that have been to prison for a few different things and they go on to lead perfectly normal lives. I just
yeah. All
don't
right, off
know,
topic real
like,
quick.
oh, off
If
topic.
you were to be put into prison, what would it be for? This
Oh.
is good.
Mine would probably be some kind of like road rage, like verbal abuse or something. I don't know. Don't know.
I was gonna say murder, like,
Oh, like go big or go home.
yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say.
Okay. All right.
If I'm being real.
Okay, so
Okay.
mine's is a lot lighthearted compared to your guys's. But mine's is public intoxication because one
Oh.
thing about me is when I am drunk, I'm putting on a show. I'm
Yeah, but
putting on a
there's
show.
a difference between jail and prison.
Yeah, if you're going to
Oh,
prison, that's serious.
I guess you're right.
Like, jail is like, oh, you're in the freaking drunk tank or something.
Yeah, for like a night. Or like maybe like fraud. Like
I could
a
see myself going
Anna
for fraud.
Delvey situation. Yeah, tax
Oh,
evasion.
yeah. Oh, that one was good.
I feel like tax evasion, but mostly because
Just like by
I
accident,
would
honestly, tax.
forget. Yeah,
Yeah.
or do it wrong and they'd be like, you owe us $1 million. And I'd be like, I don't understand how, but
Did you guys ever see
okay.
that meme on Instagram that's like, I don't know, something about taxes and like you mess up and it's like IRS straight to jail.
Yes, that would be probably me. They'd be like, you were trying to be sneaky. I'd be like, no, I just don't know how to use TurboTax. That's
I
all.
know. There's, oh yeah, God. It's very overwhelming, but
Well, I was
Interesting.
reading through what some of these people are in for, and so many it's just like possession of controlled substance.
Yeah,
Like,
like possession of a weapon, like pretty innocent stuff. There was one
okay.
though, the one guy, where is it? I saved it, I think. He was in there for trying to strangle a woman.
Oh, Jesus. And he's trying to date or
Yes,
paint pen
yes.
pal.
Hold on, let me try to
No.
find it. But I was dying at like the comments under some of these. It's hilarious. Like, okay, there's this one. Wait, why can't I see the comments? Okay, here we go. So there's this one woman, Naomi. Here, let me turn this up.
JPay app.
Oh.
So my name is Naomi. I'm the officer for Pen Pal. I'm currently incarcerated in Idaho Department of
And somebody said, Naomi looks like the type to steal your stuff, then help you look for it. So somebody said, something tells me she has a nice side and a homicide.
And a homicide. I was trying to go through and find like who's got the worst offenses.
Me
Like,
too, but they all seem, for the most part, pretty minor.
I did see
I
second
saw one
degree
that was murder.
murder. Second degree murder.
Yeah, I saw
Who's
that.
that?
No.
Yeah, I just saw
That's
it.
what I'm confused about. Like, I am totally understand dating someone in prison, getting a pen pal, whatever, if they were in for like something not
Serious.
very serious. But like, if somebody was in there for murder, wait, that's
Murder.
a whole other thing. Like, people that like romanticize and idolize murderers, that's fucking weird. Like, okay, so that Brian Koberger guy
Oh.
that has been allegedly, charged for murdering those college students.
Yeah.
The amount, like, when they first arrested him, and I don't know, I feel like very attached to that just because like he's from like our area. And
Isn't that crazy?
he went to high school with one of my best friends.
He
Weird.
went to the same
What?
community college as me at like the same time as me.
What school did you
Crazy.
go to?
Northampton Community College. He was there like the same
Oh
time.
no, I went there too.
What
And
year? He was fucking
he went to
there.
Pleasant Valley High School.
No way.
He and I think he was in the same grade as Kayla's sister.
Really?
And yeah, like she knew him like all through school.
I
Crazy.
never knew him, but
But I remember when he first got arrested, like there were so many comments everywhere of people being like, oh my God, he's so hot. And
no,
I was
he's
like,
not. That
he
man looks insane.
put,
He's
yeah, that's a whole other
literally,
thing.
they've got fucking
But,
problems.
or like people that, like, are obsessed with Jeffrey Dahmer
Ted
and
Bundy,
Ted
I mean, that's
Bundy. Yeah, like, oh my God, he's so hot. Like,
like he's a murderer.
that's really disgusting and sick.
Agreed. Wait, this comment on the second degree murderer, she said he was my first pen pal and he ghosted me.
No. Can
Like,
you
imagine.
imagine you that I that never even occurred to me. Like, that's a whole nother level. Like, it's bad enough to get ghosted by these men, but a man in prison is ghosting you? That's I would be
Literally
done.
in
I'm
jail.
like, that's it.
That's
I'm done.
crazy.
Single for life. No more.
I know. Same. It's
You're
messed
not even
up.
entertaining enough to entertain somebody that has nothing to do.
That's nothing. Like, oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh,
Jail.
but so different story. I should have called her up. So my mom, I remember, had when I was younger, I don't remember how old I was, but I mean, pretty young, like middle school or younger, I had to have been.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up with like a prison pen pal for
How?
a short amount of time. Should I call her right now? Let's see if she'll
Try
answer.
calling her now.
Let me see. Hi. So we're recording the podcast right now and we're talking about prison pen pals. And I remembered that guy that you were writing back and forth with for a while.
Yeah.
Could you tell the story, please? Because I don't remember the details.
Oh, well, I was working in a lawyer's office at the time, and he would call every day to talk to the lawyer. And then all of a sudden, he started pretending like he wanted to talk to me or he liked me or whatever. And then next thing you know, he started sending me letters to the office to me, and he was getting like really explicit, and he was trying to tell the lawyer that, oh, he was being persecuted because he was like Muslim or something, and he wanted to be able to practice his faith, you know? And meanwhile, he's like trying to be all innocent and, you know, holy for the lawyer so that he could get the cops in the jail in trouble, because he would say that, oh, they weren't allowing him time to pray, or they weren't allowing him to do his thing, you know, for his Muslim faith. And then he would send me letters with all these nasty stuff that he was writing, like sexual things, and oh, you know, tell me about this or tell me about that. And I don't even remember exactly what he would ask me, but it was all these like nasty things. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, like, oh, you're trying to get the cops in trouble because, you know, you're trying to be like this real holy person. Meanwhile, you're a freak, you know?
So how did this end? Like, did you just stop responding?
I think so. I don't even remember. It was so long ago. But yeah, it just started getting really weird. And I was like, oh my God, you know?
She
And he just
ghosted
kept
him.
sending me these letters. And I don't even remember if I ever responded back to him or not. I don't even think I did. But he would call, and I mean, I only sat for this lawyer for like a week or two, but the whole time I was there, he would like call every day and try to talk to me. And I was like, oh my God. And then
Wow.
I think he started sending the letters to the office. So I didn't want anybody in the office to think that anything weird was going on or whatever. And I didn't want to get in trouble that this guy was writing to me, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like,
Yeah.
oh my God. But yeah,
Wow. Amazing.
he was a freak.
Clearly. Okay. Well, thank you for that story. I'll call you back when we're done. Yeah, amazing. I would just be scared if like you, I don't know how like the actual official pen pal system works, if like they can keep your information anonymous, but like I would just be scared, like what if you start writing with someone and then they turn out to be like kind of crazy and then they get out and like they come find
They
you.
find you. I would be scared of
Oh.
that too.
I hadn't
Yeah,
really
because
thought of that.
the more I scroll through these, the more murders I see, and I'm like, huh.
Oh, there are murders on there.
Oh yes. I went all the
Oh.
way to the bottom, and I've seen about three or four now. Straight up murders.
Sidetracked again, but did you see how the girl in Georgia that's like a pageant girl and is being convicted of killing her boyfriend's son?
Yeah,
You saw
I did
that?
see that.
Wait, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
No. Wait, what's her name?
This poor guy. Just look up Georgia pageant girl and she will come up.
And the baby was so
She
cute.
he was so cute. She was, I guess, just watching her boyfriend's baby while he ran to the store quick and killed him, killed the baby. And we're trying to be
Oh
like, oh no.
my
Yes.
I know. But like they found that she was Googling like how to do it, and
And she's
yeah.
only 18.
She's fucked
Yeah.
up. Like, what the
Okay, I
fuck?
am gonna be researching this later.
Yeah, I've been seeing that.
No.
Like, how horrible can you be? Like, for what? And how do you think that that's gonna end for
Yeah.
you?
Yeah, what is wrong with people?
If you Google one thing one time, I'm pretty much, people can find that. Like,
Yeah.
and then here you are Googling, like, how to get away with freaking murder, and that you try to play it off like you didn't do it, is what I think, what I understand happened. Like, okay, girl. Enjoy prison. I hope she
Damn.
gets
No,
no
literally.
pen pals. No pen
Well,
pals for her.
that's like the lady that in New England that killed her three little kids.
That's scary. Yeah.
Oh my God, I forget what her name is. But she also had been like Googling stuff.
I
Like
know.
how
And she
she
kind of
strangled
planned.
them all. She had a plan. She had her husband. She sent him out to go pick up food and like run errands and like looked up how far away the restaurant would be and how long it would take him to go and come back.
Yeah. They were
Yeah,
saying
yeah.
that was like some kind of psychosis or like postpartum something, weren't they? But to go to that degree, like you're literally planning it at that point. So
Literally.
it wasn't just spur of the moment, oh no, I killed my children. It's like you planned it.
Right, and I would think, obviously, I'm not a psychiatrist, but I would think like if you had a moment of psychosis, don't you think too, like after everything happens, like when she like woke up or whatever, they said the first thing that she did was she said, "Do I need a lawyer?" Like you would think that you would then realize afterwards, like obviously she realized what she did, but she's not
Right.
crying, she's not devastated and upset, like, "Oh my God, my children are dead."
Right.
She just wants to know if she needs a lawyer. Like,
I wonder how that case went. I can't think of her name though.
Lindsay Clancy.
I knew it was like Lindsay something.
Crazy. So, what do you guys think about the whole Gypsy Rose thing?
Honestly, I didn't know about her until everybody made this big thing about her getting out of jail. Like, I had no idea who this bitch was.
Really? It's
Yeah.
just crazy to me how, regardless of like how you feel about her mom being murdered, and if you think that that was like justified or, you know, whatever. But it's crazy to think that she was like living this life where she had zero independence. Like
Right, yeah.
she never was even allowed to cook for herself or do anything for herself. Like she literally was being taken care of 24/7 and treated like a child 24/7. Then she ends up in prison. Now she's out and she's married and a celebrity. It's like,
Yeah,
holy sh
basically, yes.
it's like a shock enough to like be on your own and have to have like be living like an adult and have all these freedoms and responsibilities that you never had before.
That's true.
And then to also be like famous and have millions of TikTok followers is like a whole other layer. It's kind of crazy.
I didn't watch any of the shows or anything. I know some of it, like how her and her boyfriend or like ex-boyfriend, boyfriend at the time, killed her mom. But like she was in a wheelchair and like sick for all those years. Was there any doctor ever that was like, your mom's making this up? Like, did that ever
Well,
happen or?
and well, I don't know in real life, but in the shows, like every time her mom, like the doctor would get like a thought about it, like her mom would just take her somewhere else. Like she didn't even let Gypsy see her dad for like long periods of time.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
And then
I don't
she
know. Because Gypsy knew she could walk.
had claimed too that like, oh, all of her medical records got destroyed in Hurricane Katrina.
Oh.
So she has all this stuff, but we just don't have like the records and the proof for it anymore because it was destroyed.
I mean, that's
And
kind of torture.
she would like keep, like, she would drug her. And yeah, like, she would got all these surgeries. She had a feeding tube. She got like
Oh my God,
a
yeah.
bunch of teeth removed and
That's
like,
literally torture. Like, what? I don't know that I'd say, like, oh yeah, her mom deserved to be murdered, but like, she should be in prison. Like,
yeah, oh yeah. I mean, yeah,
Gypsy
that
should not
is,
have been with her
it's, I mean,
at
it's
all.
really the fact that she was her biological mother is like the only thing, because if somebody like kidnapped someone else's child and then held them prisoner like that,
Right.
and then that the prisoner like did whatever they had to do to escape and like murdered their abductor and got free, everyone would be like,
Yeah,
oh,
good.
thank good for them. But because
Yeah.
it was her mother, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that like I'm not trying to justify murder, but I can understand how she felt like that was her only option, especially if like any other time you do try to escape, you she catches you. And it's like she has no knowledge of the outside world, no experience of the outside world, so she doesn't know how things work and what her mom is actually
Right.
capable of. And I mean, the only experience she's ever had in life is like her mom getting her way and being able to manipulate everything. So
Right.
it's crazy. There's so much to say about that. But how do you feel like, do you, I don't know, to me it's just interesting. Like Gypsy Rose's husband, he was like, yeah, I just thought that she was cute and I had saw her story, so I just decided to write to her. Like, that's weird, no?
And also, like, how she also said, like, she got thousands of letters in, and like,
That's
that's the one that stuck
wild.
out to her. I'm like,
Huh.
And it's weird too, because it's like you see this woman who really is like a girl. Like,
right.
I could understand you being like, oh, well, she's cute and I feel for her and like I find her story really intriguing and whatever, but like, how could you see that and be like, ooh, she's cute. I want to date her. I want to talk to her. I'm going to marry that girl. Like, she is a traumatized victim. Like, she needs so much therapy before she even is anywhere near ready, I feel like, to be married. And you're like,
Right.
that, I don't know, like
That's
that kind of gives like weird predator energy to me personally, but I don't know, whatever.
a fair point.
No, I can definitely see that.
Well, the whole all of it is so like interesting. Now I have to watch the Lifetime documentary just to like understand the whole story. I know like the gist of it all, like that the mom was, what is that called?
Munchausen by
Munchausen?
proxy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all that, but ooh.
Yeah, well, and it's she was talking in that about how she was engaged previously before this guy. She was engaged to another guy while she was in
Oh.
prison. It's weird. I don't know. It's I can understand. I get like I'm not trying to make a generalized statement and judge people that like date people in prison or get prison pen pals or whatever, but it's like I don't know. There's almost this weird level of like, are you like you can't find someone that's like out in the world and
Not in jail.
not in
Yeah.
jail?
Just seems so much harder. Not to say it's not worth it for some people to do that, you know. Love is love if that's what you want, but to be engaged to someone that you can't even spend a lot of physical time with is
It's crazy.
tricky.
And it feels
That's
to me, it's
different.
like, you know, if someone is behind bars, they're bored out of their mind. They, you know, like if you reach out to them and you start writing something, you give them attention and an outlet and whatever, like of course they're gonna be like all about you.
Maybe
You would
that's
think. I
what,
mean,
yeah.
maybe not, because the that guy ghosted
Right, I
other
mean.
woman, so maybe not. But like, I don't know. To me, it's like, I don't know. It's just, it feels like manipulative a little bit. I don't know. I don't know.
I could see that, yeah. I think I'm gonna get a pen pal, and then I'll update.
I was gonna say, should we do this as an experiment and then
Like, see how it goes. Should I do one from the Idaho page or should I find one like look? Whoa, I'll do one from the
No,
page.
not local.
Yeah, I yeah.
Yeah, Idaho it
Not
is.
local. Oh, you could write to that guy if you're gonna do a local one. You could write to that guy that I almost met up with. You remember
Oh.
back in beauty school, and then
Yeah.
he got life in prison because it turns out he was like running a sex trafficking ring.
That's right.
Did
Oh,
I ever
okay.
talk about that on the
Oh,
podcast?
okay.
I don't.
I feel like
That's
maybe a couple years ago, like when we first
the very
started,
beginning.
but refresh our memory if you feel.
Yeah, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh.
Okay, well, really quick. So I matched with this guy, but he wanted to meet up. It was like a weeknight, and he wanted to meet up like that night. And I was like, absolutely fucking not. And he was like, oh, well, I'm about to go out of town this weekend. So, like, I'll hit you up when I get back into town. And he's going on and on about like what he's looking for and how he's like so well traveled. He travels to all these places and he's lived in all these different places. Whatever. Then I go to school the next day and I'm talking to one of the girls in our class and she's like, oh yeah, because I saw that they were like, we had a mutual friend on Instagram or something. And I was like, oh, you know him? She's like, yeah, I went to high school with him. He's like so gorgeous. Everybody always was obsessed with him. But there were these rumors when we were in high school that he like raped this girl or something. And I was like, oh, okay. Weekend passes. I never end up hearing from him. And I'm like, all right, well, whatever. Fuck him. Then, like a week or so after that, the girl in our class is like, hey, did you hear about so and so? He got arrested. And I was like, oh, so that explains why he never reached out when he got back into town. And it turns out that he had, for the last like few years, had all these like charges against him for drugging and raping women. And all the places where he listed off where he had lived before, all the charges were in all of those different states.
Wow.
And he most recently, that same, I think it was like the same night or the next night that we were talking, he was trying to meet up with me. He had met some girl in a hotel, brought her up to his hotel room, tied her up, drugged her, tied her up, and repeatedly raped her. Throughout, like, over the span of like 48 hours or something, and just like kept her tied up prisoner in his hotel room. And then she went and, went to the police. And then they found out that he had been like, this was a whole thing. Like, he was involved in this huge sex trafficking ring, and he got life in prison.
Good.
Oh wow, okay.
Before we go on for another 2 hours.
I know we need to wrap it up. Oh God. This was
Oh.
fun though. Thank you, Jay, for joining us.
Thank you,
Yes, of
Jay.
course. You guys can give me a rating somewhere else. Down, rate it down below.
Leave your comment on Jay down below. That's all for this week, you guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you next Friday with a new episode.
TTYL.
Bye.
Bye.